The first time the Alter Rebbe gave out his Sefer Tanya to the Chassidim, each one should be able to copy it for himself, was in the summer of Tov Kuf Nun Beis, 1792. In one of the Kisviyad in the library, number 715, you have a copy of the Tanya and also of the Geras HaTshuva, and then comes several Maimorim dated Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, and in several places it says in the Maimorim K'meishen is Baal El in the Tanya, which means that this Tanya was given out by the Alter Rebbe to the Chassidim a short time before he said and they wrote this Maimorim in Tishrei Tov Kuf Nun Gimel. Actually, the Igeras HaTshuva also starts with the word Tanya. So when they had to refer to the Tanya or to the Igeras HaTshuva in this Maimorim, they would say K'meishen is Baal El in Tanya Godel, which is our Tanya, or K'meishen is Baal El in Tanya Kotten, which is the Igeras HaTshuva. Then the Alter Rebbe constantly corrected and added paragraphs in this Tanya Ksaryad. And every time that he added and corrected, the Chassidim would copy for themselves the corrected version. We have in the library about 10 copies of the written Tanya of those years. When we see the differences between one Ksaviad and the other Ksaviad, one Ksaviad was written right when he gave it out the first time, and the other Ksaviad was copied after he corrected it and continued to correct it for the next 4 years, from the summer of Tov Kuf Nun Beis till the summer of Tov Kuf Nun Vov, from 1792 till 1796. Then, after he finished correcting it, he gave it to the printer to print the Tanya. The printer started working on it in Elul Tov Kuf Nun Vov, and he finished printing it in Chof Kislev Tov Kuf Nun Zayin, several months. On the Shaar it says that the date for this printing is Tov Kuf Nun Vov. In the Haskomas it says that they gave the Haskoma in the end of Tov Kuf Nun Vov. But in the Colophon, in the end of the Sefer, it says Vatishlam finished printing it in Chof Kislev Tov Kuf Nun Zayin. This printed Tanya contains the corrected version of the Tanya and of the Shaar HaIchud V'Ha'Emuno, which is the second part of the Tanya. The Igeras HaTshuva was not published yet in that year. The Alter Rebbe still wanted to correct it, edit it, until it's going to be fully ready to print. So he didn't include the Igeras HaTshuva in the first print. Several years later, Chassidim published the Tanya in other cities and countries. They decided to add the third part of the Tanya too. They added the third chelek of Igeras HaTshuva. Obviously, it was not edited and corrected finally, but they still didn't want to lose it, so they added the third volume too. But the Alter Rebbe didn't satisfy himself with it. He still wanted to correct the Igeras HaTshuva. The Tanya, with the first version of Igeras HaTshuva, was published in Tov Kuf Montes and Tov Kuf Samachei in 1799 ends in 1805. Then the Alter Rebbe sat down to correct the Igeres HaTshuva. When he was finally ready to go to print, with all his comments and additions and corrections, it was too many corrections to be able to give it to the printer that may have mistakes in copying it, since there are so many corrections. So he gave it to his son, the Mittel Rebbe, to copy it afresh. And then it went back to the Alter Rebbe for the final proofreading, when he added some lines between the lines and on the margin, and that's how it was given to the printer. We have this original Igeres HaTshuva copied by the Mittel Rebbe and corrected and added some lines by the Alter Rebbe's original Ksaviat Kedush. That's the only part that we have left from the original Ksaviat Kedush of the Alter Rebbe of the Tanya. The whole Tanya in the Ksaviat Kedush of the Alter Rebbe perished in a fire in the Alter Rebbe's house in the year of Tov Kuf Ayin, 1810. It was then, after the Istalkes of Rabbi Yitzchak in Berdichev, in Ukraine, the Alter Rebbe went to Ukraine to be Menachem of all the family. And for other reasons also he went to Ukraine. While he was there, broke out a big fire in the Alter Rebbe's house. Everything burned down, including the original Ksaviat Kedush of the Tanya and the original Ksaviat Kedush of the Shulchan Aruch. This Igeres HaTshuva, since it was in the handwriting of the Mittel Rebbe, just corrected by the Alter Rebbe, probably it stayed in the Mittel Rebbe's house, and that's why it survived. He published it in Tov Kuf Samach Vov, 1806, with the three parts of the Tanya. The Tanya nowadays has five parts. In addition to the Tanya and the Shaar Yichud V'Emunah and the Igeres HaTshuva, it has also the Igeres HaKedush and also the Kuntres Aachen. That two parts that was written by the Alter Rebbe was added later after the Istalkes of the Alter Rebbe. The first thing that the Mittel Rebbe did was to reprint the Tanya, and he added these two parts into the Tanya. So we have in our Tanya five parts. The Alter Rebbe was Istalek in the year Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, 1813. The Mittel Rebbe started printing the Tanya and then the Shulchan Aruch in the year of Tov Kuf Ayin Daled, 1814. What is the Igeres HaKedush and what is the Kuntres Aachen that the Mittel Rebbe added to the Tanya? Igeres HaKedush were public letters that the Alter Rebbe wrote to the Chassidim, mainly when he had a campaign, a magdis, to support the tzaddikim that settled in Eretz Yisrael, or other difficult periods that the Alter Rebbe had to make a special magdis. And usually he would explain in the letter Al Pirsides, the teichen of the mitzvah of tzedakah, and of supporting the tzaddikim that settled in Eretz Yisrael. He also wrote some letters about Avedas HaTfila, explaining Al Pirsides, the teichen of Avedas HaTfila, and the rules and regulations, how they should have. The Mittel Rebbe decided that this Igeres, which are Biurim Chassidus, that the Alter Rebbe wrote himself, should be included as an additional part of the Sefer HaTanya. And then he added also the Kuntres Aachen. Kuntres Aachen is a Kuntres Aachen to the Tanya. When he wrote the Tanya, he would check every detail in this Zohar and Sifrei Kabbalah. And sometimes when he would have seen a stira or a kasha, he would write a biur al persides in Kabbalah. And this is called the Kuntras Achrim of the Tanya. It was written by the Alter Rebbe himself. The Mittel Rebbe felt this should be also part of the Tanya. So he added these two parts. And since then, the Tanya, till today, has always these five parts. Tanya, Shara Yirud V'Emuna, Igeres HaTshuva, Igeres HaKedesh, and Kuntras Achrim.